The push to beef up food labelling to indicate levels of fat, salt and sugar with a traffic light system is on hold after the federal government rejected the idea. Health Minister Nicola Roxon says there wasn't enough evidence to show it would actually help consumers to make informed choices. The Food and Grocery Council is delighted, health and consumer groups are not. Michael Moore is the CEO of the Public Health Association of Australia. He's a former ACT health minister and he joined you bright and early from Perth this morning. Michael, welcome back to breakfast.
Hey, good morning, Fran.
The federal government knocked off the idea of traffic light labelling, a system that had been recommended by the Blewett Review. How would this labelling system have worked and would it have worked?
And I hope it still will work. So the system is that we have multiple traffic lights on the front of our food and that they cover things like fat, salt and sugar. So that somebody picking up a box of cereal can look at it and see very clearly that this is one that has a huge amount of sugar or a huge amount of salt in it, and they can choose an alternative. Suggesting there was no evidence for it, I think, is a bit rich, actually. And also, Fran, this is not the end, because the decision is actually made by ministers next week at a Ministerial Food Council. This is just the Commonwealth perspective.
OK, well, the Commonwealth, the Health Minister, says there's not enough evidence. The consumers would be able to make informed choices through the traffic light labelling. Are you aware of research that says it does work?
We do know that Sainsbury's, who use this system in England, that supermarket chain, what has happened is twofold. First of all, there is some evidence that people are choosing more healthy options. And secondly, manufacturers are actually modifying the way they do their food so that the foods are healthier to meet the traffic light system. And I think in both of those cases it's good. But the most important part of the evidence is what happens when a supermarket trolley comes up to the checkout, because it's about behaviour of people and what is in that. So if somebody sees a big run of red, and perhaps there's also an embarrassment factor, then quite clearly they've got an unhealthy thing, as opposed to a particular item in there, you know, a Mars bar or something. Well, everybody knows it's going to have some reds on it. That's the real issue. And when they talk about lack of evidence, they're talking about lack of evidence of behavioural change and focused on an individual item and how people purchase it.
Okay, so you're saying peer pressure to some degree helps. This is a big win for the food industry. They opposed the traffic light system, didn't they? They didn't want it.
They have been opposing this with very, very vigorously. And in fact, in Europe, when they tried to introduce it, the Food and Grocery Council equivalent put in over $1 billion to make sure that it wouldn't take effect. And so when people look at Europe and say, oh, well, that didn't work there, if there's a reason it didn't work there. I think it's really self-evident to people, Fran, that when you'd be looking at food and you've got a traffic light system, it'll be very clear what's healthier and what's unhealthier.
Health and consumer groups did get some wins, as far as I can see from those from yesterday. Health claims made on food packaging now that have a poor nutritional profile, like calcium for strong bones and helps maintain a healthy heart, they're going to have to be backed up. You can't just make that claim.
Oh, yes, there were some wins, and the response to Blewett overall was reasonably positive. We look at the government supporting also the messages on alcohol, which include specifically about women who are pregnant drinking. We think, rather than the industry one, they should, of course, be much much clearer messages. We'll see how that develops over time, but government has agreed to mandate that in 2 years. I think there are quite a number of wins, but still it's absolutely fundamental to dealing with this huge problem we've got of obesity, cardiovascular disease, diabetes, cancer that are associated with obesity. And unless we get a series of clear methods of dealing with it, we're going to continue having the problem. And traffic light labelling was clearly one of those messages, message systems.
And Michael, just 30 seconds, but in 30 seconds, can you tell me whether you think the numbers are there in the states and territories to get the labelling, the traffic light labelling back on the table?
We know it is very close, but we're very hopeful. In the end, it hardly ever comes down to a vote, so it's about who's being most persuasive, and we hope that people like John Hill in South Australia will have a significant impact.
Okay, Michael Moore, thank you very much for joining us.
My pleasure.
Michael Moore is CEO of the Public Health Association of Australia, and as I mentioned, a former health minister in the ACT.